and focus your attention on the breath. When you make it comfortable, you have a home. So pay attention to how the breathing feels. Does long breathing feel good or short breathing? When you're feeling sleepy or ill at ease, sometimes heavy breathing can help energize you. If you're feeling tense, you want something that's more gentle. Try to bring things into balance, because that's what the sense of home is right here, a sense of balance inside the body. Things outside may be a little warm right now, but you can focus on the cool sensations in the body. They are antidotes to everything. And it's simply a matter of learning how to familiarize yourself with the breath so you can find them and develop them. And that way you have a home wherever you go. You can cross around the world and be at home wherever you are, because the mind has its home inside. So it takes some time to reconnect with that. And that way, wherever you are, you feel that you belong, because this is your breath and this is your body. You want to fill the body with good energy. Don't let it be invaded by outside energies, because home is a good place to prevent you from wandering around, and it's also a good place to be to protect yourself from outside influences that are unhealthy. So fill the body with good energy. This way, when the mind is strong, you see that something needs to be done, you've got the strength to do it. All too often we know what's right, we know what's wrong, but we don't have the strength to carry through. But this way you give your mind strength that whatever the situation is, you can stay and stay and stay. As long as you've got a breath coming in and breath going out, you've got nourishment, you've got something to give you strength. That enables you to endure things a lot longer than you might have thought, to stick with things a lot longer than you might have thought you would have been able to, because you've got this sense of nourishment coming inside. So the breath is, it's your home, it's your nourishment, it's medicine for the mind as well. So learn how to use the breath as a requisite like this. We've got our outside requisites for the body. The breath is the inside requisite for the mind, if you learn how to use it. So take some time to develop this skill, because it's something that will see you through all kinds of difficulties. With a sense of well-being, and a sense of that they're not really difficult at all.